Hello, could I help you?
Yes, I'm calling in reply to your ad in the Oakland Press for a secretary.
Yes, we are looking for a secretary with about a 5-year legal background. We have a general practice here. What is your background like?
I have 8 years' experience as legal secretary. I type about 90 words per minute, take shorthand. I've done quite a bit of work in courts, no court procedures. I don't know. I'm a non-smoker.
You're a non-smoker. We are looking for one of those.
Oh, good.
All right. Let me tell you a little bit more about the position. We have 7 attorneys here, and each has a different practice, and they each would either be from personal negligence to product liability to malpractice.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to domestic relations, probate, corporate, that type. It's a general practice.
Mm-hmm.
We have 3 full-time secretaries, and we operate on a pool-time basis.
Now, all of the attorneys, are they male?
Yes, they are all male.
Oh, good. And are they single?
We have 1 single attorney.
I see. So one single, what's his first name?
His first name, sir?
Yes.
I find that an unusual question.
Well, I know some attorneys in the northern suburbs, and I just thought maybe I knew him.
Oh, well, his first name is Jacob.
Is what?
Jacob.
Oh, Jacob. Jacob.
Right.
Do I know a Jacob? Jacob.
Are they?
No, I don't believe I do. No, Jacob. Well, what does these 7 attorneys?
Yes.
What, could you describe maybe what they look like?
What do they look like?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is highly unusual, and excuse me for laughing.
Oh, that's all right. There's no problem. It doesn't bother me a bit.
Well, we have 3 gentlemen that are about 6 foot tall.
Oh.
We have about 3 gentlemen that are 6 foot tall or better.
Aha. Uh-huh.
We have 2 gentlemen that are about 5'3" or 5'4".
5'3" or 5'4".
Right.
That would be perfect for a little friend of mine. My roomie, Philip, is here, and Philip is also a legal secretary.
Yes, Stuart, I am.
And he is then interested also in a position.
Okay.
With your company. And if I may just say so, Philip, I was just talking to the office manager of Terry, who was telling me that one of the attorneys is 5'3".
Oh.
Now, you are. You're just
I am. 5'1".
Yes. So my roomie, Philip, is 5'1". That would be perfect.
Are there more openings for us, Stuart?
I don't know, Terry. Are there more openings?
Are there more openings? No, we have just one opening.
Just one opening.
Oh.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, you work so hard, Stuart. I think you ought to have
Well, we do like to work
Your
in...
Your first name is Stuart?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes. We do like to work in tandem.
In tandem.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Well, we don't have a need for 2. We only need 1
that's
full-time legal.
Certainly.
Stuart, are you going to get that job?
Well, I don't know. I'm talking to Terry here, and I was just inquiring about their office staff.
You bitch, you always get the job.
No, it's who gets to the phone first. Oh. Let's not get an argument in front of Terry here. This,
Stuart,
would you just hang up your line, please?
Yes.
Thank you very much. All right. Now, Terry?
Yes?
Do you have a dress code?
A dress code? Yes, we do.
You do.
Basically, we do like to have collars on the shirts.
Well, I wear collars on my shirts.
All right. Well, I'm saying more or less, when you mention a dress code, yes, somewhat of a formal.
I don't dress queerly, you know.
Well, I didn't say queerly, sir.
Well, no, I know you didn't, but you're indicating you wear collars. Of course you wear collars.
No, there is one. I'm trying to differentiate between casual and dress.
Oh.
Refer to casual as colorless.
Colorless? I'm wearing a lavender suit and pale blue shirt right now with a yellow tie.
Lavender blue suit.
If the office were the middle of a flower shop, I would blend right in.
You're cute. You really are cute.
Well, thank you. A lot of the people say that to me.
I don't doubt it, and I would really like to meet you. I really, really
now,
would. You know, I don't understand this conversation I'm having with you at all. All right, now, we are employing 1 legal secretary, not 2.
Terry just said, Philip, that they're interested in just 1 legal secretary, not 2.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Don't boo-hoo me, Philip.
Stuart, I want a job.
He does
I
need...
I want to work with you, Philip.
Tell him I have a friend who might be interested. there is a shortage of legal secretaries.
Well, now there you go saying short again, and I would tell you Philip's very sensitive. He's only
5'1". I said there's a shortage of...
You said short. I heard you say that, Terry.
Was she taking shots at me?
No, I don't think she's taking shots.
Stuart?
Yes?
I would love to meet you.
Get away from my man.
No, wait just a moment, Philip. I'm sorry,
but Stuart,
Terry.
I heard advances.
She's not making advances to me.
Where? This is a Dick Pertin call. She's other not... than that, Mr. Pertin's voice is a little bit more heartier.
Yeah, just a very little bit. Terry, how you doing?
Oh, you gotta be killing. Oh!
Yeah, how are you, Terry?
Oh, I just love this. I just love you.
Well, well, so does Philip.
Oh, yeah, Philip was fine.
Terry, we're going to send you to dinner for allowing us to do this to you. Where are we going to send our dinner? Sterling Heights?
That's right, Dick. Dinner for two at Panage.
And Sterling, thanks for doing the Philip impression.
You're welcome.
You did a wonderful, wonderful job.
Thank you
very much, Terry. Have a nice day.
Oh, same to you.
So long.
Bye.